Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, you have reached John White from Lilydale Radio, and I'm here with our host. Say hello.
Hi, this is Joyce Kelly, and welcome to another edition of Journeys of the Light with Reverend John White, one of approximately 52 registered mediums in Lilydale, New York, the largest spiritualist community in the world. And we like to talk about all sorts of spiritual topics here on the show, and we welcome your calls, as always, calls of a spiritual, psychic, mystical nature. The number is 818-739-8818. Again, that number is 818-739-8818. And if you'd like to send John a question, but you're a little too shy to call in, you can give us a text at 716-467-5552. Again, that number is 716-467-5552. And here is John.
Well, hello. Here we are at a beautiful evening. We're actually a little down south in Sarasota, Florida, continuing the work of spiritualism in the different churches. And welcome to you all around North America, including Canada, England, and Australia. And so tonight, we're going to talk a little bit about dreams and dream interpretation, and specifically lucid dreaming. So I'd like to start off with something that I literally heard the Dalai Lama say. He said, because we asked him, how do you teach the lamas in Tibet how to soul travel? And what he literally said is, when you're dreaming and you know you're dreaming, there's a consciousness there. So as soon as you catch yourself dreaming, you begin to practice inside the dream. Now, isn't that sound unusual? Some of you may know all about lucid dreaming, and some of you may not, but it's a very interesting subject. Now, lucid dreaming is a state of mind where your body is in a physical trance, and it's if you're in another dimension, but you're wide awake at the same time. Now, I have personally had visits from several of my ancestors who have passed on in lucid dreaming. I had a healing from Jesus in a lucid dream. I've met many, many different beings and master teachers. So it is a form of mediumship. And for those of you who are interested sincerely in your development and your mediumship, it's just a matter of time where you catch yourself having a dream, where you're conscious inside the dream. Now, if you go on the website, revjohnwhite.com, revjohnwhite.com, Rev John White, we actually have a CD that helps you to do lucid dreaming. And you can buy many books on the subject, and just so that you become a little bit more aware of it. Now, for those of you who meditate or going in that direction, so what happens when you meditate? You go into a different part of your brain, and you begin to use different parts of your brain. So it is more than likely for those of you who are meditating will have more lucid dreams than people who don't, because lucid dreaming is, again, it going into another state of consciousness. So if you have any questions about dreams or lucid dreaming, and even psychological dreams, well, give us a call at
818-739-8818. Again, that number is 818-739-8818.
Okay, and we will try to help you. Now, the program, the Lilydale program, is coming out soon. Okay. And you'll be able to get it on lilydaleassembly.com, and you'll be able to download it. And for those of you who phone the office, and the phone number is there on their website, lilydaleassembly.com. They will also send you a brochure. Now, right now in Lilydale, there are still things that are happening. For instance, every Sunday at 10:30, there's a Church of the Living Spirit in the Assembly Hall, and you'll get different amazing speakers and teachers and people who are sharing the gifts of the Spirit. And then you'll also have people who are working in the Healing Temple. That's the National Church, and their service is also at 10:30. And then just up the street off the grounds, there's a beautiful church called Church of
Fellowship of the Spirit. And actually, you know, Lilydale is famous for its summertime activities, but there are some special events happening for the first time, actually this winter. This weekend, February 8th and 9th, which is Saturday and Sunday, starting bright and early at 7 a.m., there's going to be a frozen 50K, 1 to 10 laps around the lake, your choice, $5 entry fee. Proceeds go to the Casadega Fire Police. 9 a.m., there's going to be an ice cream dip, as in you're going to be screaming because it's so cold. There's going to be a polar plunge at Casadega Beach. Okay. 10 a.m., there's going to be an event called For the Birds. It's an event at the library, a nature program for all ages at the Casadega Library. Then there's going to be sledding, a snowman contest, hot cocoa and cookies from noon to 12 at the Casadega Country Club. And in Lilydale, okay, which is right next to Casadega, it's a very small community if you haven't been there, from 2 to 4 p.m., wagon rides to Candyland. Start off at the Casadega Country Club. Lots of activities for children. Okay, this is sponsored by Lilydale Assembly and the Casadega Lakes Association. 3 p.m., there will be a Lilydale Museum tour right in Lilydale at the top of Library Street. And then there's going to be a winter ball from 7 to 10 p.m. Sunday. There are also events at in Casadega. So if you're looking for more information, you can Google Casadega Winter Festival or look on lilydaleassembly.org. And then, this is pure Lilydale, Valentine's weekend. Mark it off on your calendar. Lilydale Assembly is going to have messages from your loved ones by registered Lilydale medium Saturday, February 15th from 3 to 4:30 p.m. at the Lyceum Building, $20. Proceeds go to Lilydale. The medium will work with the client for a 10-minute session. Again, if you want more information, check out lilydaleassembly.org. And again, there are events happening every week. If you're not able to come this weekend or next weekend for Valentine's Day event, Friday nights is mediumship development with Judith Rochester, very experienced medium for all levels, beginner through advanced. That's Friday evenings at 7 p.m. at the Assembly Hall in Lilydale. Okay, Lilydale is 1 hour south of Buffalo, approximately. We're in between Buffalo and Erie, PA, about 10 minutes from Lake Erie. And then on Sundays, as John mentioned, there are three different church services, two at 10 a.m. and one at 6 p.m. And John, we have a few people on hold who have been anxiously awaiting to hear from you. But before we get to our callers, actually, we had we have a text question for you. And this comes from Susan in Dunkirk, New York, and she wants to know if you could tune in for her and see if her angels have any special messages.
Okay. Actually, when I'm looking at you intuitively, I'm seeing a beautiful color of blue, electric blue, around you. And I seem to be tuning into your energy, and I want to talk about journaling. Journaling your thoughts down, journaling, like writing your thoughts down, and because I get a feeling of you are really inspired. And then in the future, I see a circle of people, and I'm seeing that you're being asked to speak and to share what you know with those people. I'm also getting, this feels like Reiki healing or a form of healing that I see that I see around you. And anyways, that's what I get. And this could be, I don't know if this is a father or a grandfather, but there's a man from the spirit coming very close to you. He may have smoked a pipe. That's a feeling I'm getting now. Sometimes we never know what modality information is going to come through. He may have smoked a pipe. I know it's somebody in your family, but they want to encourage you in your spiritual spiritual development. You also have angels around you. I'm very much aware of an angel. I keep on getting this feeling of blue around you. Now, blue represents faith and healing. So they're here to encourage you, to try to inspire you. And again, they would like you to journal your thoughts down about your own spiritual development, because there will come a time when you are using what you've written down to share with other people. And thank you very much for calling in. Okay.
Okay. All right, John. And next, we actually also have a text coming from Timothy in Boston, Massachusetts, and he wants to know if his father on the other side is around him, if you can tune in and see if his father has anything he'd like to communicate.
Okay. Now, when you ask that question, I do not know if this is your father or another man in the family. Now, I'm a little bit of a medical intuitive, so sometimes we get the different dis-ease that a person had before they passed on. And so whoever this person is from your family, it feels like they would have had a cancerous condition and and problems in the lungs before they passed on. This may or may not make sense to you. Then all of a sudden, I got a feeling of a sudden passing. They seem to be okay, or getting a little better, or a little upbeat, and then I get a feeling of they passed over. Now, the reason why I'm spending time trying to identify who I'm getting the message from, you know, we just don't give messages out of the blue. We try to make sure that we're getting them from a reliable source. Now, again, if this is not your father, it's obviously another person in your family tree. There's a dog here. So this is with your father. So your dog, so your father has a dog with him. I get a feeling as the family, a family dog. And I'm getting an impression, I think he's saying that this is a dog that he had when he was a young man. So when we see that, it just simply says that no one's lost. Even our pets go on, okay? Now, he's talking to you about, I saw you walking up these steps. It's like steps that really have to do with education and training. And I really get a feeling he's trying to encourage you to do that. Now, what I heard you say when I said that to you, well, you're not really interested in doing that. Well, I'm supposed to tell you anyway, because remember, when we are doing this, we are in a part of our mind that plays with time. So in a year from now, this will make a lot more sense to you than it possibly does right now. You have felt your father's presence around you, by the way. This may be an uncle that's trying to come in too. So there's more than one presence of beings from the other side of life that are trying to encourage you. And the messages just go on and on and on. I don't know if you know what sweetgrass is. Sweetgrass is something that the North American Native people would have used to, they would have called it smudging, but it has to do with blessing, okay? So I do feel as though you have a North American Native guide that's with you. And I don't know if you know what remote viewing is, but remote viewing is, for instance, that's what I'm actually doing right now. Like, I can go visit you by just knowing your name and tell you somewhat about your life. Well, that's remote viewing. And so I feel as though that skill is latent inside of you. And there was a person by the name of Edgar Casey that actually did that when he was doing his health readings. I feel as though that same talent is inside of you. Something going on about being lucky with a job, being lucky getting a job, that's an impression that I'm getting. Thank you.
Okay. And John, you know, what's interesting is that when I asked you to tune in for the first person, I had a feeling that you were actually tuning in for the person who I was reading their text message to ask you to tune in to their father. And when you described someone smoking a pipe, yeah, I had a feeling it was her father. As you were tuning in, I was reading her text, and John and I sit right next to each other. So I think we got some wires crossed, but she's very excited about the message from her dad.
Beautiful.
So you are listening to Journeys of the Light with John White, a registered medium in Lilydale, New York, the largest spiritualist community in the world. And as always, we love to hear from you, to have you call in and share your stories of visiting with a loved one from spirit, or a mystical experience, or a special healing that you've received. Number is 818-739-8818. Again, that number is 818-739-8818. And John, we have a first caller who has been anxiously waiting to communicate with you. And I just want to say hello, caller. You are live on the air. Can you hear us?
Hi, this is Jill. Do you have a message for me?
Okay, Jill. The first impression, are you smoking cigarettes, honey?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I do a little bit of remote, viewing, okay? And so, the message that is it true you have a son?
I have a daughter.
Okay. What's your daughter's name? Let me go visit your daughter. What's your daughter's name, honey?
Lily.
Okay, as I go visit her, when I talk about the son, I may be actually tuning into one of her friends. But as I tune into your daughter, I get good feelings about her. I get good feelings about her education. I'm seeing angels around her. I'm not saying your daughter's going to be a nurse, but I'm seeing angels around her that really has to do with nursing. Okay, now when I come back to you, have you ever been to London, England?
No.
Have you ever thought about going to London, England?
I'll go anywhere.
Okay. your future's a byproduct of your thinking. It is possible that you could have an opportunity to go to England. Thank you very much.
And thank you, Jill. You are listening to Journeys into the Light with John White. And, John, we actually had a question that came in by text message from Anne in Maine. She says, John, can you tell me why thoughts of my ex keep popping into my mind constantly? Is it unfinished business? Thank you kindly, Anne. And John?
Okay. So as I'm tuning into, it's not, whatever emotional unfinished business you have with your ex, that's still going on in your mind. So I know that's what you're asking, if that's true or not. And I'm obviously agreeing, I'm agreeing with you, okay? And I do get a feeling that you're in your ex's thoughts a lot. So your ex thinks about you a lot also. So, and you're very empathic, which means that sometimes you feel emotional. All of a sudden you'll get a feeling of emotion. And it could be your ex talking about you. Okay. But there is some unresolved issues there that you have with him. So it's a little bit of psychic. It's called being empathic. But it's also a little bit of psychological thing that you haven't cleared out of your system yet. I do get a feeling, now this is kind of public radio, so we've got to be careful what we say, that there was kind of like a disappointment within you when you and your ex went your different ways. Now, probably somebody told you this before, but it is the best for you, okay? You'll thank God that there is someone and somebody different in your life. God bless you, and thank you.
Well, thank you, John. Next, we actually have a question that came in, again, by text. We do have a few calls that we're going to get to shortly. And this one is from someone who is a big fan of yours. He is texting from Holliston, Massachusetts, from Ian. He wants to know if you can help him and guide him in his path. He wants to know if you can tune in and see if he should pursue his passion for a job over one that enables him to take care of himself and his family.
Okay, I want to talk about something else while I'm waiting for that information. I know that you're involved in music. I know that. But I don't know if you know what chanting is. Chanting is that you, like, you chant different mantras and things like that. I really get a very, very beautiful feeling that your form of meditation is playing music, like, but playing chanting or playing spiritual songs, okay? Now, when you chant, when you use different mantras, when you chant, it's going to get this a little complicated. Chanting is you're making a sound. You're making a sacred sound. So quantum physicists say that there's no such thing as sound. Sound is a manifestation of energy and information. So I do believe that learning how to chant, this is just for yourself, okay, and playing music as you're chanting, it will really get you into an altered state of mind, okay. Now, the only thing I get about work with you, I get a feeling of manager with you. I'm not really sure if you, and I don't even know in what, but I get a feeling of manager with you, and I think I just walked into a hotel. Now, the more we talk, the more we get. I think I just walked into a hotel, and so that's as close as I can get to it. The hotel being a manager. Okay, thank you.
Oh, and the second part of the question is if you can tune in for him and give him a message about his family. It's important to him.
Okay, no, it needs to be a little bit more specific than that.
Okay, he's been he texted that that he's been struggling a little bit about with a mental health issue, and he's really trying hard to overcome that and make sure that he is the best dad and husband he can be, and he wants to know if his angels have any guidance about that.
Okay. When Joyce was telling me that story, I obviously just tuned into your stress, okay? So now different people handle stress in different ways, okay? So I don't really know if you're a person who likes to go for long walks or to work out or something like that, but I really get a feeling if your body could speak to you, you know this, you should know this, that your body and your brain are connected to your nervous system. And if you do something with your body, then it makes endorphins, which is the body's way of making its own morphine. So I get a feeling if you're going to change your mood, then you've got to change your chemistry. And don't misunderstand this, but the best drugstore in town is inside of you if you know how to work your body and work your mind. And kind of until you learn how to do that, there's going to be good days and bad days and ups and downs. Now, I'm not saying you won't have any ups and downs and good days, no bad days in the future if you start working out and doing things with your mind more and your physical body. But it will go a long way to helping you. You know, you're an extremely creative person, okay? Now, I don't know why I keep on seeing this symbol of management with you, but I seem to see the symbol of management with you. Okay, thank you.
And okay, you're listening to Journeys of the Light with Reverend John White, registered medium in Lilydale, New York. And now we have a caller named Zara from California. She would like to know... she'd like to see if you can remote view regarding buying a home. So we're going to bring Zara on the line. Are you here with us?
I'm here. Thank you, Joyce, for taking my call. And hello, Reverend John. Yes, I have a two-part question. So I hope you would be kind
enough.
I'd like
to hear them from you, please. Go ahead. Please.
Yeah, sure. So one question is, I'm planning to put my home on the market soon, and I'm wondering what you pick up in terms of me getting an offer. And the other part is, I'm considering purchasing two homes, and I can give you the house numbers and see what you think will be
okay.
A better fit for me.
Okay. Good. Mm-hmm. Let's start that. So give me the number that you're thinking of selling so I can go visit it, then I can get, then I can be more more specific.
Oh, I see.
What's the address?
Okay. So the 575 is what I'm considering selling.
Okay. Well, the good news is I really feel as though sometimes when I tune into a person's house, it feels like a home still. They're not ready to leave. Well, that's not you. You're ready to leave. So that's good news. That's good news.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes.
okay. This is only my interpretation. Now, I don't know what the, I don't, logically, I don't know what the market is there, okay? But
right.
I get a feeling if you put it just a tiny bit below the marketplace, just a tiny bit before the marketplace, you will have people phoning you. Okay?
I see.
Okay. Again, I said and just a tiny bit.
Below
the market. Yeah. Okay.
I have to think about
then,
that. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And good. And the homes I'm purchasing, can you do some remote viewing to figure out which would be a better? I have two homes I'm considering.
Now, one at a time. So
and,
give me
sure.
The first one first.
The house, 74.
What street?
Street. What is the street? Gallup.
Okay. Do you say if it's right or wrong? It seems like it needs a little bit of. It needs some work. Does it need work on it?
I have only seen it online. Both of these homes. One of the homes I've seen. I haven't seen this one personally. The other one I'm going to tell you I've seen. It looks like it's in pretty good shape from what I can tell from the pictures. Looks like it's.
Okay,
very
now
nice.
It doesn't need a lot of work. Now, I'm talking about the one that you said to me, the one that you haven't seen, okay? Okay?
Yes, this is
so
the one I haven't seen, 74.
Little, now, it just may need some friendlier colors inside, okay?
Perhaps, I agree. I agree with that, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so in other words, so the word feng shui, what's the word feng shui mean?
Just placement of furniture and things to help the
energy
like
changing,
flow better
changing,
and to help.
Changing the energy.
Yes.
So let's see, the more we talk,
exactly.
The more we get. So I get a feeling that
right.
You're treating the energy, okay? And I do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, I never gave you a glib answer. After I was talking,
right.
I did get a feeling it was a good buy. It was a good buy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is
the
other
one? Yeah, this one I have seen. It's 396.
Okay, well, let me go there. You wouldn't happen to know the name of the street, would you?
Yes, Mount Lucas.
Okay, let me go there. I'm trying to figure out. Now, listen, I become an extension of you when I'm doing this. I'm trying to figure out whether it's practical or not. What do you think? I'm trying to figure out if it's practical or not. What do you think?
I think it is. I'm pretty practical, so yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it is. I'm just
okay. Okay.
I'm just trying to see one. Yeah, what you think? Yeah.
Well, the first one. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know this is such an important decision for you. The first one,
yes.
Right away, I got a feeling all it needs is a little bit of good feng shui, and it felt like it was a good buy. Okay.
Okay.
The other one, I don't know why I keep on getting a feeling of questioning whether it's practical.
Okay.
How are the taxes on the second one we're doing? Are the taxes high?
Yes, it's more expensive than the first one also, and perhaps the location is not as good maybe.
Okay, so that's where the word practical comes in, okay?
Yeah,
I'm trying to say is the first one has more stars around it than the second one. That's all I'm trying
Sounds
to say.
Sounds good.
Okay.
All right. I'll keep that in mind. Thank you, Reverend. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for calling us.
And thank you. You are listening to Journeys of the Light with Reverend John White, a registered medium in Lilydale, New York. And as we mentioned earlier in the show, if you're just tuning in now, Lilydale, you know, the largest spiritualist community in the world, you know, featured on the HBO documentary No One Dies in Lilydale, which is now available on YouTube. You can watch it for free if you don't have HBO. We don't have HBO, and we've watched it several times, actually, on YouTube. And actually, John is one of the featured mediums on there. So you can see John in action if you've never met him in real life or taken one of his workshops. We're down here in Sarasota, Florida, where John is teaching and giving lectures at the Sarasota Spirit University. And he will be with Tom Newman in Santa Fe, New Mexico, starting next week for about 2 weeks. So John travels and gives workshops and readings and teaches classes all over the country, but we will be back in Lilydale come May. So if you'd like to ever visit, that's when he will be there. And there are other mediums who stay in Lilydale all winter long. So if you're one of those people who would like to check it out and see what it's like, or, you know, if you're someone who is hoping to tune in to a loved one in spirit, you know, you can go face to face and meet one of the mediums there, or you can, of course, go online and find their contact information and get a phone reading anytime. And in the meantime, John, we have a caller, Catherine from New York, and she is hoping you could tune in for her and answer some work-related questions. So, Catherine, are you here on the line?
Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you so much for taking
Hi, Catherine.
Hello. Thank you, Reverend
okay.
John, for taking
now,
my call.
Thank you. Now, if you ask me a very specific question, you'll make very specific movies in my head. So what would be the very specific question, then?
Okay, I have a work project that starts with the letter D, and I'm wondering if I should work with my friend Jeff on it or if I should work with my friend Neil on it.
Okay, well, let me go visit Jeff just a moment here.
Okay.
Now, this is so important. Remember, this is only my interpretation. So when I went to visit Jeff, I don't know if he – I don't want to say that he'll quit, but I don't know if he's going to go all the way with you, okay? That's a statement, okay? Now, what's the other one's name?
Neil.
Okay. Okay. See, it's not a black and white. It's not a simple answer, because when I go visit Neil, Neil kind of likes to do things his way.
Yes.
All right. And so, if you're going to work with him, don't misunderstand it. Sometimes you got to be a little bit careful that you don't say anything. He's a little temperamental. You got to be careful mm-hmm. that you don't say anything to question him. I don't know how to put that. He's just temperamental, okay?
Yes.
So in the long run, again, if you work with him and do things his way, you will meet your goals. You'll be able to fulfill what you want to do, okay? With the other one, it may start off good, but it seems to peter out, okay? And that's exactly what I'm getting.
Wow.
Now, the first one's easier. Like at the beginning, the first one's easier. That person is easier to work with, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I just get a feeling their mind goes off in many, many different directions, okay? So if you work with him also, you may end up doing most of the work. You may be doing some of the work that you thought he should be doing, okay? That's a feeling I'm getting. And I think that was really objective. So do you have anybody else in mind if you don't like the answers I told you? Do you have anybody else in mind?
I was thinking perhaps thank you for your generosity. Yes, I was thinking maybe Albert. Or Peter.
Okay, let me go one at a time. I don't know how I'm doing. Albert.
Thanks.
Where does Albert live at this time?
In Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay, let me go visit Albert. Well, he's all ears, okay? So he'd really be interested in your project, okay? Now, he's
mm-hmm.
going to have to go through a little bit of a learning curve, okay? So you have to be a little patient with him. But I get a feeling that... Oh, it's a big learning curve. Okay. It's going to take him it's going to take him a little while to get it. Okay?
Okay.
But he's honest. He's honest, okay?
Okay.
But see, the more I talk, the more I get. It may take a long time for you to it may actually take a long time for him to step up to the plate in the way that you would like him to step up to the plate. But he's very sincere. What's the other person's name?
Peter.
Okay, let me go. You're not very happy what I'm telling you. Anyways, I just work here. Let me go visit Peter. Okay, if we can keep Peter interested, like he's, I kind of got a feeling of brightness with him. Okay, but if we can, if we can keep him interested. Okay. If I'm getting this right, he works kind of fast. How long do you want this project to last? How long do you want it to last?
It's the kind of thing where it could be done probably all together in about a week.
Okay. Well, the last name that you gave me, he could get it. I get a feeling he can get it done quite fast. By the way. Okay.
Ooh.
So he may. You may have to try to keep up with him. By the way.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I have to go. Okay. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank
you. Thank you.
Thank you. And you are listening to Journeys into the Light with John White of Lilydale, New York, where we talk about spiritual, mystical topics, including the higher self, past life, sacred contracts, soul needs, finding out one's life purpose, and much more. We like to talk about loved ones in spirit, and John will often connect with the loved one in spirit if you call in at 818-739-8818 and even by text at 716-467-5552. Our show was an hour long. It is now 45 minutes long, so we only have until 8:45 p.m. To get to everybody. So, John, if you could... we do have a few more calls, but we also have a few questions that came in by text. So you are in demand tonight. We have Jane in Englewood, Florida, and she just wants to know if you can tune in and see if her angels and spirit guides have any special messages for her.
Okay. Well, as soon as I think of that name you said to me, I think I want to dance. Okay. I want to dance. This may sound frivolous, but I want to dance. I want to be happy. I just want to dance, okay? And I feel a lot of joy with this person. Now, as I'm tuning into this person, I realize that, you know, you could say we're all emotional, but some of us are a little bit more emotional than others. So dancing is a good way of you getting through your emotions, okay? You're a very dedicated person. Your guides know that. You're a wonderful healer, by the way. And you also have this ability to listen to other people's problems, and other people come to you with their problems and they expect you to help them. And you're also very empathic, which means that you feel a lot from people around you. But you are definitely a healer, okay? And that's what I get. Thank you.
Okay, and we have a caller from New Jersey, the great state of New Jersey, Rosemarie. Rosemarie, are you here with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi,
hello.
How can I help? How can I help you?
I was wondering if there was any messages about a relationship.
No, you just say the name of the relationship that you want me to. Do you want me to tune into a specific relationship, or is it just a general question?
Pacific relationship.
Well, just say their name to me and I'll go visit them.
Ralph.
Okay, let me go visit Ralph. When I go visit him right away, he's acting stubborn. It's as if I don't know if he's pretending not to be interested or he's not interested, but I get a feeling... I really do feel as though he really likes you. Don't misunderstand this, okay? I get a feeling of he really likes you, but he wishes that he didn't, okay? Now, I'm in his head, you could say. Now is the best time. Imagine that you're talking to his higher self, okay? So what would you ask his higher self if you could ask him a question?
I'm sorry?
Okay, did you hear what I said about him, honey?
No, sorry.
Okay. I said that right now he's being a little bit stubborn, okay? And I get a feeling that he really likes you a lot, but he's really going through a lot of problems.
And thank you so much for calling in, Rosemarie. Next, John, we have another big fan of yours, Ellie, from Buffalo, New York. And we just have a few minutes left, so hopefully you can help out Ellie with her questions on dreams, psychic, mediumshipistic dreams. Ellie, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Ellie.
Hi, John. I keep having the same dreams over and over, and it's from my mom and my sister. They're both passed. And I was just wondering if they had like a message that they're trying to get to me.
Okay. I'm getting a feeling they're very much aware of the dream that you are having about them. But the dream that you're having about them is a little psychological, okay? All right. Now let me ask you a question. Is your mother or your sister that would have a special perfume? Do you understand? I'm smelling a perfume. I'm not very good with that.
My mom.
Okay. She's around you a lot. Okay. And she's trying. Mm-hmm. She's trying to comfort you. But I get a feeling. This is only my interpretation. The dream that you're having about them is more. At this point, it's more psychological, okay?
Okay. And I had another question.
I've
been talking to this guy named Brian. His last name is Crane, and I was just wondering, he just came into my life about a month ago, and I was just wondering where you see that going.
Okay, let me go visit him. I got to find the right words. I'm going to contradict myself. I see him in your life, but not too close to you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I get a feeling that it's in your life, but he likes where he is. He doesn't make decisions. I see him in your life, but I don't really see it going anywhere, to make a long story short, honey. Okay? Doesn't mean you can't date him, but more than that, I don't see it. Okay? Thank you very much, honey.
Okay, thank you so
and
much,
thank
John.
Thank you, Ellie. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Journeys of the Light with John White, and we hope you join us next week at 8 p.m. Same time, same location.
Thank you, and God bless you all, and God bless America.